You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Positive critiques. Honest.
Various artists.
The lineup has been announced for Auckland Writers Festival 2025, which will welcome over 220 writers. Among them are Trent Dalton, Mariana Enriquez, Yael van der Wooden, and Alan Hollinghurst, and Jessica Townsend from Australia. The festival will take place from the 13th to the 18th of May, with Streetside Britomart, Auckland Writers Festival's annual fringe event, taking place a week earlier on Friday the 9th of May. I spoke with the artistic director for the festival, Lindsay Finneran, about the lineup and the themes of the festival this year, as well as highlights from the program.
So we've got a great lineup for this year, and there are over 220 writers coming to the Writers Festival this year. Can you speak about it a little?
Yeah, so we're really, really excited about this year's lineup. The festival is 13th to the 18th of May, and as you say, there's over 220 writers heading our way, and that's about 180 plus New Zealanders and around up to about 50 internationals as well. And just a really packed program of discussions and debates and talks and performances, all aimed at really bringing books to life in lots of interesting ways. So much in store for May, and it's just really lovely to have it all out in the world and have people excitedly reading it and pulling out their favourite writers and favourite sessions, and it's always a really exciting week.
Absolutely, yeah. Are there any themes that we can see coming through this year?
Yeah, so the overall festival theme is Stories Start Here. And when you see the front cover of our brochure, you'll see a really sort of energetic sort of tarmac-y skyline scene in this vibrant circle and this bright yellow background. And really the thinking behind that was, when we were reflecting on last year's festival, which was my first as artistic director and my first co-led with Katrina Ferguson, and a fairly new team, it has to be said, we felt that actually we loved the festival, but we also loved what happened after the festival.
Mm.
We heard of authors getting book deals after being on the stage. We know that 11,000 books left our bookstall and made it into people's homes at a point when the news is telling us how everybody's reading less. We saw 6,000 school kids go away buzzing about books and creativity. And it just felt as if kind of like this buzz, this hum in the city after the festival, as well as while it was on. So that's really what informed this year's theme, the idea that these 6 days of the festival, for us as a team, is a real kind of culmination of a year of work, but it's also the beginning of lots of other things. You know, one thing you hear, one book you pick up, one connection you make at the festival can have this immense ripple effect. And when you think of that times every audience member coming to the festival, that's a really beautiful thing. So that informs the sort of overall feel and tone of the festival. And then there's, you know, heaps within. So I'd like to think that we are, you know, really representing the biggest literary names in the landscape, both here in Aotearoa, but also internationally. So we'll have the first interview with the Jan Medlicott Acorn Prize for Fiction, fresh off winning at the Ockhams on the Wednesday night. We've got the winner of the most recent Booker Prize, Samantha Harvey, coming over from the UK. We've got the Irish Laureate for Fiction, Colm Tóibín, coming. So these really, really heavyweight names, but also lots of really interesting translated fiction, lots of great debut voices, lots of meaty non-fiction as well. And I think that's a really important part of this year's programme. You know, it's a pretty crucial time, both here in Aotearoa and on the global landscape at the moment. And we've brought together some really great experts to sort of talk through some of the key issues that are facing us and are coming down the track for us as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I wanted to ask as well, what's the process of planning been like this year for the festival?
I mean, it's always a huge effort, and it's a huge team effort, I should say. So I'm joined by some fantastic other members of the artistic team and guest curators who all bring their voices and their mahi and their energy, which is a joy. But if you want to talk proper practicalities, for those real big international names, those invites go out really, really early, actually before last year's festival even happened. So a lot of people probably wouldn't know that, but we really do sort of get those invites out nice and early. You're obviously keeping an eye on which books are really taking off over the course of the planning as well. You know, the sort of dream invitation list that you start out with might look quite different as the year progresses, because certain books take off, or certain things happen in the world, or certain trends emerge. So you sort of set out with a dream guest list at the very beginning of the planning process, but you have to be pretty cool with that, you know, adapting and changing as the months go by. And I hope we've responded to all those things as well. And yeah, over the months we are sort of gradually booking writers, we're gradually planning the practical bits that go into running a festival like this. And for every kind of jigsaw piece, every writer that says yes to coming, it kind of changes the overall picture as well. You're thinking, well, if this person comes in, I can do this, or if that person comes in, we can pair them to talk about this, this and this.
Yeah, right.
So it's a big jigsaw, but it's a really interesting one, and it's kind of ever shifting and ever changing. But I hope what we've landed on at the end of that process is really, really interesting, really dynamic, really inclusive. And I love that people will, you know, some big names and see some writers that they've already read and that they love, but they'll also be intrigued by certain panel discussions or some pairings and just think, hey, that's interesting. I'm gonna give that a go. That for me is kind of the juicy bit of the curatorial process.
Is there any writer whose session you're particularly looking forward to attending?
Oh, so it's hard to play favourites, and I do spend most of my festival week sort of running around, but if I could put a block on my diary for any session, it would probably be Mariana Enriquez. I'm a big horror reader. I think she's kind of gets called the queen of Latin American horror.
Mm.
She's an absolute genius. I don't think she's ever been to the festival before, so I'm really, really excited to see her. And I'm excited to see some of the kind of quirkier formats as well. So we've done a lot of work, particularly in the Herald space, which is a small sort of 180-seat theatre at the Aote Centre, to really play with format there. So, you know, Bread and Butter Writers Festival, as I said, it's, you know, it's conversations and panels and talks. But, you know, in that space, we've also got a spice salon running late on the Friday night. So that's writers coming to read some of their sort of sexiest, spiciest scenes from their work, which should be really fun. We've got a horror storytelling session in that same slot on the Saturday night. We've got Anika Moa creating a song, Ayata, live in an hour with the audience's input in another session. And a really cool one with the Japanese writer Azuko Yuzuki, who wrote Butter, which has been a huge hit here and around the world this year. For those of you who haven't had a chance to read that, it's about a true story of a Japanese female serial killer who seduced her victims with her cooking. And the book has some of the best food writing I've ever read. And so she'll be in a session with another great Japanese writer, Sayaka Murata, who wrote Convenience Store Woman, which again was huge. But she's also going to join Sam Lowe and Jean Teng from the 888 podcast. And they're going to do some live cooking of dishes from the book, as well as talking about it, and the audience will get to taste some of those dishes. So that'll be a really fun one, and I think getting to play a little bit in those spaces is fun for me as a curator, but I think hopefully add something to the festival experience as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Is there anything you'd like to add?
I'd love to mention that Streetside has a big new home, a big new date this year. So we've run Streetside for a few years now. That's our free street festival that previously ran on the Friday night of the festival. Last year's programme, curated by Jennifer Chirk, just felt it kind of took things up a bit of a notch, and we got a lot of feedback that people had a real kind of sense of FOMO about whether to be down at Streetside or whether to be at the festival on the Friday night. So we've moved it this year. We've given Streetside a whole evening to itself the week before the festival, so Friday 9th of May, and Ruby McComa has come on board to curate the programme this year. So we haven't announced that programme yet. That will come out in April, but I just really urge everybody to check that out on the new date. Put the date in your diary now and just look out for Ruby's program, because I've seen some early bits and it's looking fantastic.
That was Artistic Director of the Auckland Writers Festival, Lindsay Finneran, speaking to me about the lineup and the themes of the festival this year, as well as highlights from the program. Auckland Writers Festival will take place from the 13th to the 18th of May.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.